Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's our guy, Alex Cora.
And Breslbach.
And we did. We talked to him on Wednesday, and we finished up with, you know, this is the last time during the regular season. And he's like, we'll talk to you next Wednesday, baby. So he's feeling good. And since then, they've played more winning baseball.
Is next Wednesday October?
Yes. Yes.
October 1st.
So, Alex,
see you in October.
October, baby.
You're damn right. And then we're first thing I'm going to ask him. So who's the third catcher on the team? Can we get back to that? That got a little chuckle out of him yesterday, Dan Ball. He enjoyed that little lighthearted fun.
Yes, Andy, you're very funny.
Thank you, Dan Ball. That's what I was looking for. Positive reaffirmation.
You went fishing and you caught your fish.
Let's go to the phone line.
Has anyone asked you about the third catcher come October recently?
No, they haven't.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that was a genuine. That was
a
pretty good one.
I got to talk to Alex.
Oh, now you were making fun of me. Now you realize he really did laugh.
Alex, don't encourage him, man. Stop laughing.
He has done a lot of encouraging of me this year. Various things. The youthful leadership, the radar guns being juiced up.
You're his favorite. You're his favorite.
Oh, I'm the pet. Oh, I appreciate it, Alex.
Alex, are you at a career crossroads at any point?
No, that's you, Dan Ball. We'll get to that at some point.
Dan seems to think so.
You think he's at a career crossroads.
I do, but it's a compliment instead of what you said to Cole Strange.
Yeah, there's probably some truth to that.
It's a promotion, not a
demotion. One is getting promoted, one is getting asked to leave the organization.
Wiped off the face of the earth, yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So, as always, thank you. So, you know, I kind of agree with Mike Vrabel. I mean, yeah, we're quick to blame the guy carrying the ball. But what happens is when somebody comes from behind you and punches the ball, hits the ball out, you can't see him coming. So the guys protecting you around you have to do their job. And the guys that are punching out the ball, they're doing their job the way it should be done. And that's how the Patriots on 2007, Rodney Harrison was too worried about tackling the player versus playing the ball and knocking the ball loose, which that's what he should have done.
All right. Thanks for the call, David. I just disagree. I mean, there will be examples of what you're talking about. None of Ramondre Stevenson's fumbles are examples. Antonio Gibson's fumble, not an example. Drake May, he just was kind of moving forward and admits he was trying to do something stupid. He was going to pitch the ball. He was trying to he was getting looser with the ball, not tighter with the ball in a hectic situation.
Yeah. I just would say there's, you know how many guys, running backs, in a game get hit from behind and don't fumble the ball? So, right, you know, that's just there's guys that are going to be unblocked, you know, and not everybody blocks every single guy on every single play. So when the guy hits you from behind and you don't see him, you should still have it secured enough so that it doesn't fumble.
Right. Other than maybe there will be some examples potentially when Drake May drops back and Will Campbell gets toasted on the edge and a guy just runs through Drake May, never sees him, the ball pops out. That's a fumble where you go, Will, I need you to protect him a little bit more.
Right.
Can't let him get hit with the blind side. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's go back to the phone lines to our buddy Ralph in Cranston.
Ralph.
What's up, Ralph?
Hey guys, you know, you mentioned McGinnis before. Yeah, McGinnis is tough, but I was at a table at a show years ago, and Andre Tippett to me is the scariest guy. He makes you look at him like, I don't know, am I calling him the right thing? And Bobby Knight was at this table too. Oh my God, it was like tension like you can't believe.
Wow.
But anyway, you know, it's an opinionated show, and it's my opinion. I give Breslow hands down the executive of the year. If you look at this now, every move he made, I know he took a lot of heat at the trade deadline, and yeah, probably could have did something more. But you look at the moves that this guy made, and, you know, every one of them, Crochet, Chapin, Narvaez, Bregman, they all turned out so well. He did an amazing job. He should get credit. And, guys, it's my opinion, he's hands down the executive of the year here.
Thanks for the call, Ralph.
I haven't done all the roster construction and analyzing, but, I mean, Ralph makes good points. I mean, no? Okay.
So I think Crochet. I have to make an argument here. Crochet, Narvaez. Good. Narvaez,
Chapman.
Good. Chapman.
Chapman.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out. Let's back off Chapman. Chapman, he signed to a contract to be probably a setup guy, long reliever, and they lucked into the fact that Liam Hendricks couldn't be the closer. Chapman took over the closer and ended up having one of the best close. Little luck involved there. Go ahead. Next, Alex Bregman.
Yeah, Alex Bregman.
You know who wanted to sign Alex Bregman?
Yeah, Alex Cora.
My guy, AC. Alex Cora, baby. The Devers trade. Who wanted to trade Devers?
That would be the owner.
John Henry.
Okay.
So a lot of if you want to say organizationally, they found a way to make the right moves this year, I would agree with that. But I think you have to say there were strong voices from Cora and Henry with Breslow.
People are going to look at the Devers thing is that he didn't get enough back. I mean, he just basically dumped salary. You got nothing back in return for him.
And that's where you can say, did the owner have too much say? Or was that the owner's goal, and therefore they fulfilled the owner's goal more than the baseball team goal? And don't give up on Jordan Hicks.
And what am I? Who am I? Oh, I will say this too, Ralph. Sorry, buddy. You know, now that I think about it, we all kind of thought it was a foregone conclusion that Joe Ryan was getting traded here.
How'd that work? I believe the ball was on the 5-yard line. Not to go back down that road,
boy,
but the ball was on the 5-yard line.
A lot of people in the organization that were dropping hints that something big is coming. Yeah. Something big is coming. No.
And Steven Matz?
Not big enough.
No. No. Dustin May?
No, not big enough.
How about May and Matz?
Not big enough. Nope, not big enough.
Dan Ball, I would like you to chime in because I feel like you have a very strong opinion on the idea that Craig Breslow is the executive of the year.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily agree. I give a lot of credit to him for finding some of the kind of the second tier depth players that have really kind of rounded out this roster over the last 2 years. That's Romy Gonzalez to Carlos Narvaez to Greg Weiser. Like, there are plenty of individuals on that make up the depth on this roster. I can't look at that trade deadline and the lack of a significant move for a team that deserved it and give you executive of the year. You nailed it with Crochet. You didn't want Bregman, but you got forced by your owner and your manager to sign him. You, to your point about, I don't know what he wanted to do with Devers, but it was not a well-executed trade. He did fine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And because they're going to make the playoffs, he'll keep his job. And my take about Cora moving upstairs is going to have to wait a year. But I can't give you executive of the year for some moves that I don't really feel like you deserve credit for making.
And I
damn Daniel.
That haunted me during high school.
I also think he learned at the deadline. I think he
learned a lot, I hope.
The Joe Ryan experience will help him in future trade deadlines.
Yep.
Because I think Dombrowski or an aged veteran who'd been around the block would have treated that differently.
Oh, very different.
And may have pivoted sooner and gotten something else. They got caught up at the end, all in on Joe Ryan, and then they didn't get Joe Ryan. It's like, oh, my God.
And they thought they did, and so they trusted the other team. So there's a whole – it's a whole different deal, negotiating and signing guys – in the offseason versus at the trade deadline.
Right.
A lot more pressure, and you better be a much more skilled negotiator for those trade deadline moves than you would in the offseason.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I'll bridge the gap with the caller, though. If Breslow is as smart as I think he's believed to be, and if he continues on the trajectory year one to year two that he is, I could see him winning it next year. I just don't think he earned it this year.
Well, if he wins it next year, then Cora's still not going to the front office like you saw.
But that probably means they're a World Series contender. And you know what?
I'll take the loss in exchange for that.
That's true. And then Cora might just collect another World Series ring. And then who knows? Maybe he just retires.
You're going to be right on that take eventually, Dan.
Yeah, you'll be. You've learned well from me. We're always right in the end. Like genius walks alone for a while, but you find the right answer in the end, right?
Yeah. Or even if I'm wrong, I'll try to tell you why you're also wrong. And therefore, I am right.
There you go.
So 87 wins for the Boston Red Sox, the most since 2021. Are they going to get to 90 wins, Ted Johnson?
What do we got, four games left?
Four games. So they'd have to go 3 out of 4, one in Toronto going for the sweep, and then you obviously have the Tigers at Fenway.
And I'm going to tell you why. Oh. Because I predicted 90 wins before the season. So
we're just going down with the ship either way. Give up on our own prediction now?
Let's go, baby.
I can also appreciate that.
How those Detroit Tigers playing these days?
Not great. Not great at
all. Finish up with three.
That was one Dan Ball. We missed one question that I feel like we could have asked about the third base coach for the Detroit Tigers and sort of what this time of year is like. Because I am actually interested in that. Like Alex Cora, Joey Cora, when do we talk? What do we? How do you treat it? Like, oh, we're playing well. You stink. Where's it going? That kind of thing.
Cora doesn't seem to be a guy who worries too much about the circumstances around those kind of like, oh, he's my brother. He just kind of throws that away.
Right.
But I would be curious. Because they've been in the situation before, both of them have.
Right. And they could go to breakfast on Friday, tomorrow, a.k.a. tomorrow, Andy. They could go to breakfast tomorrow morning and Alex is riding high, headed towards, we clinched last night, my ace is ready, I'm going to rest Giolito, and Joey is on a team that is falling like a stone that had a freaking 15-game lead or whatever not too long ago. That's weird.
It is a little weird, but and you know what? I say I'm being overly optimistic getting to 90. Dan, I think I heard you say earlier in the show, like, how are they going to handle, once they clinch, hopefully tonight, how do they handle the pitching in those last three games? I mean, they're probably not going to be throwing out their best stuff, so I don't know. I mean, I could see them maybe not getting to 90 wins because of how they pitch and kind of manage the last three games after they've clinched.
Right. I need to answer a texter, because I did say this, and I need Dan Ball to clarify for me, so I hope you're ready.
Okay.
The 978 said, Hart said over and over, sounds like me, trade all the prospects for Joe Ryan, LOL. I did say that, and I stand by that. My only question is, what were all the prospects? So Peyton Tolley would have been gone, right?
Yep.
The guy who we loved for one game.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right.
We fell in love with one game.
Now I'm not sure he's going to be on the playoff roster.
Connelly Early, would he be part of that package? Was he also gone?
I think it was one or the other.
Okay.
It was David Sandlin. It was, who's the infielder? I can't remember his name. Franklin Arias, was one of them. There were four.
I'm fine with all of this.
I don't think it was either one of the lefties. And by the way, Genius did not walk alone on that one either. Everybody was saying trade prospects.
Right.
Anything that wasn't named Roman Anthony, people were saying trade for Joe Ryan, and I still think you're right by saying that.
Yeah, and I still would be quite comfortable. And so the Tolley, where you didn't even get the win because Weissert blew the game, but those couple like fun first outings, you could have had Joe Ryan every fifth day throughout the totality of post-trade deadline. I still would be quite comfortable with that deal, trading the prospects for Joe Ryan, and I think they would be already in the playoffs. They would have clinched. We wouldn't be waiting right now. And I think I'd feel better about the trio or whatever of Garrett Crochet, Joe Ryan, and then Bayo Giolito or whatever the hell else.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
so,
yes, of course.
Yes.
Yep.
Texter, you got me. I said they should have gotten Joe Ryan for all the prospects, and I say it again today.
And not to spoil the offseason, but I hope everybody enjoyed the Tolley early Harrison experience, because one of those guys is going out the door when they trade for Joe Ryan this offseason.
Correct. And I'm okay with that.
Me too.
And it might be Peyton Tolley, who I think is fun, and he may be a star in Minnesota when he figures some secondary pitches out. But for right now, what you just said, World Series contender next year, and that's with Joe Ryan.
Well, and everybody inside the organization, I feel like, is dropping hints that that's going to be their main priority.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting Joe Ryan.
Absolutely.
This offseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.